I'm still having some substantial concern from stakeholders, particularly the early adopters who were the original people who adopted the policies in California that we set out and tried to do them to the best of their ability and exceeded others' expectations. Because they have the experience that we're asking all the questions about. They have it. They're doing it. They're on the ground. And they want to do it again. I'm also kind of concerned still that I'm not hearing that logical conclusion that would resonate with all of us about, tell me what the power does on peak and its cost to my ratepayers over time. And I think there's a place that we can all land together, and all of us in my district can live happily ever after. So I won't be voting against this today, but I won't be voting for it because I would like to stay involved in a process that helps bring all of the stakeholders here today in. And you've come a tremendous way. I mean, from last year, this is a lot of really heroic work. But I'm not completely comfortable yet, and so don't take my not voting yes on this today as a rejection, but take it as, let's see if we can't get the cost to a better place.
I will take that as incentive for me to have your co-authorship as an aspirational goal of my effort, Senator Fulton.
Heroic.
Thank you.
Other questions, comments from committee? We have a motion. Senator Simidian, any closing remarks?
Just to say thank you to the chair and to the staff. I thought the comments about the clarity of the analysis, given the breadth of coverage that was necessary, deserve underscoring. Ms. Chairman, I just want to note, we'll keep working on the issues that have been raised. Some we've made specific commitments on, some we've just indicated that we'll keep having the conversation. I just want to say out loud what everybody knows, which is that this committee always has jurisdiction and the ability to pull the bill back into committee, and I am mindful of that, given the courtesy the chair and the committee is showing in terms of some of these issues that we still need to dot our I's and cross our T's on. I also want to say thank you. I think, you know, if we look, one of the comments that was made today a couple times was that there wasn't much debate about 33% by 2020. We should stop and acknowledge how remarkable that is looking back just 5 years. That is no small wonder. There are a lot of people in this room who testified on both sides who are part of making that happen. And that you know, we sometimes get so involved in the push and shove or the problem solving that we forget to look over our shoulder and say thank you to people who sucked it up, made it happen. And as I said, they were on both sides of the debate today. So we should acknowledge that as well. I'm just going to close with an observation I made earlier. We have the chance to do something good about the quality of our air, climate change, to put a diversification plan into place that protects us against market manipulation, that frees up American foreign policy to be based on Americans' interests and values rather than energy needs. And we have a chance to create an even more vibrant energy economy. You heard the testimony today, members, from folks who were telling you that what few bright spots there have been in the last few years in terms of our economy. And I have to say, all over the state, this is not just a Silicon Valley issue where I've got folks who are on the cutting edge of the technology, but in Imperial, it's geothermal, and the Tehachapis, it's wind, and the high desert, it's sun, and in the Central Valley, it's biomass. And we have a chance to drive these investment dollars, jobs, and tax revenues to California. If we don't take that opportunity, those investment dollars, tax revenues, and jobs will go to some other state or some other nation. Forgive me if I seem a bit parochial. I want them here in California. I know you do, too. I would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay. Thank you. Let's call the roll.
Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Fuller? Berryhill?
No.
Berryhill, no. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Rubio? Simidian? Simidian, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Wright?
No.
Wright, no.
Let's hold the roll open. We have a member.
We call the absent members.
Right. Let's let the call the previous items, and then we'll take last sweep on this bill before adjourning. Going back to the committee rules.
Committee rules vote 8-0. De Leon.
Committee rules.
De Leon, aye. DeSaunier.
Aye.
DeSaunier, aye. Strickland.
Aye.
Strickland, aye. So that's 11.
Committee rules are adopted. Let's lift the call on SB X11 by Senator Steinberg.
Do pass to education. Current vote 8-2. Chair voting aye. Strickland.
No.
Strickland, no. So that's 8-3.
Okay, that bill is out. Lift the call, please, on SB X12 by Senator Simidian.
Do pass to appropriations. Current vote 7-2. Fuller. Rubio.
Aye.
Rubio, aye.
Okay, so that bill is out and on its way to appropriations. Seeing no further business, thank you all very much. This meeting is adjourned.